the morning to your pizza. You smoothie me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole latte da. You do the Zumba but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
I'm serious too. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. The speaker is up. I don't know if you checked your, I don't know how the app works exactly, but anyway, the speaker is up. Glory be to God. All systems are go in the name of Jesus.
Like I was under attack, dropping arrows from my past. I had no hope for tomorrow. Felt so much pressure, yes, I thought I would crack. But now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward, I know I got my armor now. No fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down. My soul is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone. It's in the cross and I know nobody's taking it from me. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
Because of you.
Praise God. Praise God. I want to thank the Police Benevolent Association IT guy for giving me a lesson on how to protect your this program here and helping me. So I really thank God for that. I thank God for them. I thank God for the book. I thank God for each and every one of you that didn't jump ship. Now, the speaker is up. It's Erica Joseph Shepherd dash Tedline. But it is up. It seems to be working fine. If somebody from the speaker, but I see the monitor things working great. Somebody from speaker just text me. Okay. You hear me okay? Yeah. Okay, I see you now. Praise God. Let's partake prophetic act. Give me a minute, Minister Hill. I got some new stuff on here. I got to get used to it, but how is the sound? How is the sound? I want you to know that I disassembled everything. I made the biggest mess. But I put every wire back together, every connection, and I configured this the way I wanted it, the way I like it, the way I believe will work for me the best. Okay, great. So, first of all, I just want to bless each and every piece of equipment here. I want to cover all of my equipment with a blood covering of the blood of Jesus. I want to rededicate the podcast to Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, it is a new day. I've been knowing it's coming. I've been trying to tell you. And I don't want to see anybody get left behind. In this wave, it's a lot of things happening in the spirit taking place. But right now, I want to do this Holy Communion. It is holy. And the Bible says, you know, if you have anything in your heart, you know, I ask if I've offended you, I ask you to forgive me. I got to go to heaven. I got to make heaven. I got to make heaven. Hell is not for me. Good morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning, Dr. Erica, and good morning, Jesus believers all over the world. It is. It's a new day, and I thank you, Father, for this day. And I thank you, Jesus, for going to the cross. As we prepare to receive in our bodies the done work of the cross, let us clear our hearts and minds and see only Jesus and the great love that he has for us. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Yes, God.
After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Often as you eat this bread, and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. And again, thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. I was trying to see. Is that it? Is that it, Ms. Hill?
Yes, ma'am. I'm working on it. I'm almost there.
Okay, okay. I'm looking forward to your new what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, throughout this little ordeal here, I only prayed one prayer, and that prayer was this one. And I prayed for you during this ordeal, because I know it had to put some of you in a different place. And you know different is good? Do you know change is good? Do you know the Bible talks about being steadfast, immovable, unshakable, and always abounding? It talks about that. Don't you know your faith going to be tested? You do know that, right? You do know that. I had an opportunity to check out some, because I don't usually, but this time I checked out some stuff that was like on YouTube. I didn't have much extra time because, believe you me, these old bones ain't what they used to be. It's been a long time since I had to crawl on the floor under tables. I had to untangle wires and oh my goodness. Because see, wireless doesn't work for me. Wireless allows me to be all kind of things to happen. So everything here is hardwired. It's hardwired. And I don't know what made me call the, I do know. I was supposed to call them because they're getting ready to release the little book. And while I was there, the Holy Spirit prompted me, ask them. You know, they know a lot about this kind of stuff. Ask them. And I asked them, and they helped me. You know, I had to do the work, but they helped me. And I'm invited over there to Pennsylvania for some kind of gala with the book as it's getting released. And so God is good, but as you're going through, this was just, I prayed a simple prayer. And it goes like this. I prayed in the name of Jesus. I didn't pray anything to do with what I was going through. And believe you me, it was very much pressurized. Pressure coming from every direction. I saw the devil messing with people. And I tried to make some appointments. I couldn't keep them because God wanted me to be focused and to keep my focus on redoing this. And this is actually, now that I'm 3/4 of the way done, I'm not completely done yet, but I actually love it. I actually love it, and it's how I wanted it to be set up. In my heart, I wanted it to be set up just like this. But I didn't want to. That just shows you how we can be. I did not want to go through all the work that was going. Just flat out lazy. Just lazy. I did not want to go through all the work that it was going to require. I mean, I broke a few nails, stubbed a few toes. I shed a little blood, you know, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, period. Whether I want to do it or not, I can do it in the name of Jesus. I know I can do it. But it is not, nobody likes work. I don't like work except when it's the work I like, and that's like studying the Bible. I mean, that's not work. I love doing that. But this is the prayer. I just prayed a simple prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch me now with your healing hands. See, I needed to be healed of that mindset, that lazy mindset that was had transferred on me. Not lazy from a standpoint of not getting up, but lazy from a standpoint of that. When you are under attack and somebody is spiritually sabotaging you, it drains you of your strength. I'm telling you this morning with God love. And you don't walk in your natural strength. See, in the strength that God gave us and has given us and is giving us continually, it comes from the inward man to the outward man. It flows that way. But when you under spiritual attack, the enemy tries to shut your soul down. He tries to shut your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions, and your intellect down. And all while he's trying to shut that down, he's trying to bend your will. He is actually trying to bend your will to the will of the world, or bend your will to the will of man, or bend your will to the will of the person or persons that are actually trying to bring your soul under subjection to them, okay? Or trying to bring your soul under subjection to their will. This is highly, highly, highly Jezebelic. It is witchcraft in its simplest form. It is witchcraft in its simplest form because witchcraft in its simplest form is just straight up mind control. In its simplest form, that's what witchcraft is, and that's what witchcraft does. So I'm fighting this battle, and some of this battle, people love you and they'll agree with you as long as they think you agreeing with them in their agenda. But the minute God moves you to the right or to the left or up or down, and they don't know why, and they're not supposed to know why, because the only reason they want to know why in the first place is to exert some other pressure upon another person to cause your will to become subject to their will. And now people do this in a lot of different ways. So I knew I needed God to heal me from whatever it was, whichever directions, and it was coming from 3-4 different directions at the same time. So I knew that what I needed more than anything was for God to touch me. I needed God to touch me right now, and with what? His healing hands. So I prayed, in the name of Jesus, Father God, touch me now with your healing hands. For your word says, see, and I would begin to quote scripture there. And I told the Lord, I believe that it is your will for me to be made whole, complete, and lacking nothing. So right now, God, I need your wisdom. I need your skill. And I need Holy Spirit understanding, not my own understanding, because my own understanding is weak and flawed right now from all this pressure. And so I said, heal me, Lord God, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Heal me. And the Lord had given me this a week ago. Heal me in Jesus' way. As a matter of fact, I quickly got that domain, heal Jesus' way. Within my spirit, within my soul, within my body. And Lord, cover me with your blood from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Now you got to understand, I was coming out of some of the most intense warfare for those 8 days that I had literally been yielded. I had yielded my soul to the Holy Spirit. So I knew that the Holy Spirit was going to win that warfare for those 8 days. And I knew that anybody that came into agreement with us as we were praying, they were going to have miracles too. And so what was happening is that people outside of this line were having miracles. A lot of people were having spiritual miracles, because sometimes, brothers and sisters, when you need God to move or when you need something from God, it's not always money. Get that in your, you need God in demonstration by his presence, according to his will and not the will of man. I ask God, by your Holy Spirit, cast out of me anything that should not be in me right now. Anything that is laying at wait at the door to entrap my soul, I need you, God, to fix that. I need you to help me. Anything that has wrong intent, I need you to destroy it. I'm asking you to send the destroyer and destroy what is not for my good. Heal me. Heal me with your own power. That's a simple prayer I prayed. And don't you know God answered every inch of it? You see, you got a lot of people running around here, and they think it's about a whole million words. Uh-uh. There's only one word. Jesus. It's only one word. But you got to believe, and you got to know, and your own heart got to be right for God to answer a prayer like that. A little lower volume than Blog Talk, but it's okay. Okay, hold on. I need to hear that. Let me see. I think we can fix that. Okay. And if it's not, I'll have it. I'll have it fixed by tomorrow. I'll increase the volume. I don't want to do anything that's going to mess up anything right now, because this is my first morning of experiment with this new equipment on here. You hear me? So God fixed it. There are times when it's going to seem like it's the devil, but it's not. It is God bringing you into perfect alignment with his own will. And see me, I know I'm a forerunner. I know that. And sometimes God has to slow me down to make me catch up with where everybody else is, because I'd be floating. I'm already in, as far as I'm concerned, I'm already in 2023. I'm already working in 2023 right now. Brothers and sisters, don't allow the enemy to steal anything from you. He's a thief. He is a thief. Now, he thought he was going to use some of his people, servants, disciples, to take me off Spreaker. Well, the devil didn't put me on Spreaker. God did. The devil didn't put me on the Blog Talk Radio. God did. So my philosophy is, if God put me on here, God going to sustain me on here. Now, I have to come to my senses. Certain things I can't do anymore. Certain places I can't walk anymore. Certain places I can't visit anymore. Meaning, and when God shows me them, I am quick to respond. Because the only person, I mean, God got smart people, don't get me wrong. God got engineers with degrees in this stuff that could have, what took me all them days to get. But you see, God was working on me from a pride perspective. God says pride goeth before a fall. And I didn't mean to. It's a possibility. I had become a little bit too prideful here. So what does God do? He knocked you off your horse. He knocked you off your horse. And he do you like he did Paul. Lord, Lord, you have to cry out. Lord, Lord, Jesus. And he said, and he'll say, I'm right here. But I had to knock you off your horse. Okay, I had to let you know who I am and whose you are. And I believe that's what was happening with me. Okay, I'm looking at all this stuff, and God was telling me what to do, and I mean small stuff like right around in here, like getting ready. I got the presentation ready, the presentation booklets and stuff, and then he said, okay, you got that. Now let's get this together here so that we can continue on in what you got to do. I pray this morning for each and every one of you. Let God work that last bit of pride out of you. He worked it out of me, working it, and still working it. Let him get you back in the saddle. Somebody called me up. I prayed with them, and they said this to me. They said, I'm so glad that you prayed with me. And I'm thinking, okay. And they said, and I really appreciate you, and I appreciate the ministry. I said, okay. And then they said, what you did, what did you do? I said, look, I do, you done forgot. I do deliverance. I am called, chosen, ordained, and equipped. Deliverance is not something I have to get a special something. I do it 24/7. And they said, oh. And I said, I thought you knew that. I can't even talk to people half the time without going into some kind of deliverance, because it's what I'm anointed to do. And so I cast the devils out of them that they didn't realize were operating, and they got back on track. You see, it's easy to forget where you come from when you're feeling good. It's easy to forget the torment and the hell that brought you to deliverance in the first place. But you see, I'm going to tell you something. Not all of you are called to this kind of ministry, but those of you that are, God is not going to let you become too arrogant, and he's not going to let you become too lifted up in pride, and he's not going to let you become too self-serving. It ain't going to happen. So you might as well get that in your head. And if you end this kind of ministry right here, where you're expecting God to anoint you, you better understand there's some breaking. Why does God break you? To make you. I tell you and share with you, you're going to be a God-made man or a God-made woman. Well, how can you become a God-made man or a God-made woman without God making you? It's impossible. And if you think you're going to have power with God, if you think you're going to be powerful, the Bible says all power comes from God. So how you think you're going to be filled with God's power and the power of yourself? Most of the problem with us human beings is ourself. It's getting ourself out the way. When the whole world system tells you, live for self, work for self, take care of yourself. Well, yeah, you got to do that. But God say, you're going to put me first. See, when you call him Lord, that means he's Lord of all. That means he's going to be first. He's going to have first president. He's going to be the man, the God, Jesus, God the Father, and God's own Holy Spirit that lives in you. That's why Jesus came and died. That's why we sup with him. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Whosoever will open the door, I will come in and sup with him or her. Brothers and sisters, God is getting you ready. God is getting you ready. God is getting you ready. I hope you hear me. God is getting you ready. But you know what? God's coming back for a holy church without a spot, without a blemish, or without a wrinkle. A holy church. You are that church. You're the church. I'm the church. God is coming back for us, and he says that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. God says in Matthew, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. In earth as it is in heaven, that God's will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And then in that prayer, Matthew chapter 6, 9 through 13, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's what it says. That's what it says, and that's what God means. That's what God means. And you got to stop playing. You got to stop trying to usurp God for your own whatever. And come before his presence with thanksgiving. Giving for what? For everything he is. For everything you ever will be in eternity. In eternity. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. God's kingdom on earth is in you. When you get the revelation and the understanding of that, we'll all be better people in Christ Jesus. Jesus died so that he could live in you. Whoa! I say Jesus died so that he could live in you. Some of you lived all this time and you didn't do nothing for God. Well, now you have an opportunity to do something for God. Not your chief mission is to exemplify God our Father through his kingdom, which abides in you on earth as it is in heaven. And the scripture says, and lead us not into temptation. Well, the Bible tells you that the tempter gonna come. The tempter is going to come. The tempter has a name. The tempter has an agenda. And that is to do exactly what its name says, the tempter. To tempt you away from the blessings of God. Straight up steal them. Straight up bully, take them, no matter what you have to do. He, she, it. But the real fight. And I ain't talking about, you know, battling every day. You gotta enter into this fight to win. The real fight is for your faith. It's a fight of faith. And Tim, I think it's Timothy, says that you have to fight the good fight of faith. The good fight of faith. And win. And then, you know, move on. That's what it's all about. First Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. It's a fight of faith. Don't you love that? 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art, look here, also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Angels watching you. I know they're watching me and what I say and what I do. Don't you know that I'm aware of that? Stop trying to manipulate other people, brothers and sisters. Get your heart right. It's so many people on this planet still that have not received the good news. There's so many people on this planet still suffering and going through. And the devil gonna try to engage you in some kind of minor petty something to keep you going around in circles so that you don't possess your inheritance in Jesus Christ. Don't bite into it. When he sends you a blow, just deal with it. And become the overcomer that God has called you to become. Period. That's what it's all about. Really. That's what it's all about. You fighting the good fight of faith. You laying hold on eternal life and you becoming the profession of Jesus to many, many witnesses. And the battle has escalated. The battle has escalated. People dying like flies. Do you know that? And God calling people twice as fast. It was an incident this week with a headliner and their daughter. It was a straight up calling from God. And it was rough. I mean, usually you get a, you know, a pretty easy calling. But to be called to stand in between heaven and earth while somebody is dying, that's a heavy calling. That's a wake up. To have to stand in faith and fight, just like the children of Israel, they knew they had been given the land. God said it. Well, why would God give them a land already possessed by somebody else? God knew in their possessing what was theirs and having to fight for it, they would learn to love it. They would learn to cherish it, and they would learn to love the giver of it, God himself. So it's a good day. It's a God day. And as long, I think over there in Daniel, I think it's around Daniel 10. And you know the scripture. The people who know their God shall be strong and do what? Exploits. I'm happy where the world is today. I dreamed that one day, because it happened before. It happened back during the time of Don Basham and all them guys. It did not happen during Derrick Prince's time. Derrick Prince became famous, became notable after he died, believe it or not. And that it happens that way a lot. But there was a big explosion of deliverance. But it didn't last. It didn't last because men and women became greedy and they began to worship the act instead of the God who's the giver and the operator in the act. And if we're not careful, it's going to happen again. Bishop Jakes did a message years, years, years ago when he was first becoming notable. And his message was, can you stand to be blessed? Can you stand to be blessed? And he began to talk about a nomadic people, Abraham being nomadic. I'll never forget that message. That message inspired me and is still inspiring me today. Can you stand to be blessed? Well, I'm going to tell you, saddle up. Get ready. I'm going to do some fast teaching. That's already set up. As I've been setting this up, I've been setting up four or five other things at the same time. Because I know the only way that this is going to happen is if I have to multitask. I have to lay down my chronological age, move in the spirit, and do three and four things at the same time. That's all right. I can do it. It's not whether I can do it or not. It's can you keep up? Sure you can. Sure you can. I'm 72. Of course you can keep up. Then let's do it.
I'm captivated, say it, I'm on a whole new my space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever wanna get away. Tonight is beautiful. staring, staring, love watching you do your thing. There's no mistaking your smile, no mistaking your touch. I see the grin, I see the subtle of your love. Lord, I see you in everything.
About time for you to change that stuff around, because see, ain't no failure in Jesus. That's what motivates me every day. I know there's no failure in Jesus. Jesus cannot fail because he already won. He already won. And when you start seeing yourself as such a perfectionist that you above, something wrong with you. You got devils. You got demons. When you see yourself that perfect, you got serious demons. And when you see yourself with a spirit of perfectionism, that thing needs to be gotten rid of. But don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. I know this is a secular song, but I'm going off with this morning. I told you some time ago that I was coming out. I told you God released me to come out. Do you think that was going to be without a battle? Well, I'm telling you this morning, I haven't come out yet. Watch. 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 got to stand in front of your natural man. Your inner man got to have precedence over your soulish man. I'm coming out with the inner man, the hidden man of the heart, brothers and sisters. The winner in you has got to come from the inner man.
said the Lord. These mountains shall be removed.
Shall be removed.
Name, move in Jesus' name. Move in Jesus' name. These mountains shall be removed. It's by my spirit, said the Lord.
If you have ever given anything to this ministry, I'm in the process of creating a new mailing list from my PayPal. PayPal retrieved your email. Okay, so I'm in the process of doing that. Look, I got to catch up from Christmas. Can you believe this? But it's okay. It's all right. You hear me? It's okay. It's all right. And it's about the cross anyway. But I will get caught up in the name of Jesus. I have anointed this sanctuary and I'm cleaning it from myself, me and Brother Joe, from top to bottom, rooftop down through the very floor of the basement. And I'm pouring oil all the way down in the ground beyond the basement. It really is a new day. I'm telling you that. It's a new day. And the beautiful thing is, I made it. You made it. Now, the question is, what are you going to do with it from here? The past is behind. You can't do it over. If it's somebody you need to repent and tell them you're sorry, then do that. Move on. Just move on. And remember this. Jesus died and he didn't please everybody. I understand. And I ain't trying. But I'm going to do the best I could do every day I have left. Praise God, you do the same.
I
see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.